House Committee on Judiciary come to order. Today is, say, come together. Today is April 14th, 2017. I want to thank everybody for taking, being here on a Friday, especially the committee. Really appreciate your showing up. We'll open a public hearing on House Bill 3266.
Oh, I'm carrying over.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're carrying over House Bill 3266.
You're opening 3449.
Opening a public hearing on House Bill 3449, Representative Williamson.
Do you want to say something, Josh?
Okay, please, Josh.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3449 extends the sunset on the authority for the Department of Corrections to enter into a contract with a public entity for correctional services located in another state. The bill expressly prohibits the department from contracting with a private entity. House Bill 3449 has no revenue impact and no fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, in efforts to move the committee along, I will save my fiery speech against the private prison industry for the floor and just say that this, council said, this extends a sunset on a policy decision made in 2003 to disallow the Department of Corrections from contracting with private prisons and having private prisons in Oregon. Thank you.
Thank you. There's no testimony. Are there any questions about this bill?
Can I ask her to say a fiery speech even off the floor?
No.
All right. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the bill?
I think the bill makes sense. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Thanks, ma'am.
Hearing that.
Work session.
Are any objections to the bill? Hearing none. So ordered. Representative Williamson, please carry your fiery speech to the floor.
Did you move it?
Yes. Yeah.
Without objection.
I wasn't sure I heard the motion.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're rock and rolling today. Okay, we move to a work session. Open a work session. House Bill 2238.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard House Bill 2238 on April 4th. The Dash 1 amendment to the bill removes the provisions related to the possession of a controlled substance. It modifies the provisions relating to the racial and ethnic impact statements and retains the Task Force on Public Safety, which is directed to study pretrial release, the impact of criminal fines and fees, and the Justice Reinvestment Program. With the Dash 1 amendment, House Bill 2238 has no revenue impact, but it does have a fiscal impact, requiring the committee to add a subsequent referral to your Ways and Means Committee.
Thank you.
Am I making the motion?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 2238.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 2238. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2238 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2238 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, so, you know, Mr. Chair, I'm struggling with this bill to some degree. I mean, especially with the Dash 1 amendments for that piece of it. I could very easily change my vote when it gets to the House floor, but right now at this point, I'm going to be a no at this level.
Call the roll, please.
Representative Gorsuch?
Yes.
Representative Greenland?
Yeah. Yes.
Representative Leininger?
Yes.
Representative Post?
No.
Representative Sanchez?
Aye.
Representative Springer?
Absent.
Or excused. Excused, I'm sorry.
Representative Starr?
No.
Representative Vile?
No.
Vice Chair Olson?
No.
Vice Chair Williamson?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion carries. Open a work session on House Bill 2308.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard House Bill 2308 on March 20th. The bill addresses defendants who have been determined by a court to be unable to aid and assist and provides that, for the purpose of calculating the maximum period a person may be committed for restorative services, the defendant is to be given credit for time held in jail. There is a Dash 2 amendment that excludes defendants that excludes aggravated murder and crimes listed in ORS 137-700, which is where Measure 11 is codified. With the Dash 2 amendments, House Bill 2308 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 2308.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 2308. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the amendment? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2308 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2308 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Yes, I just, Mr. Chair, I'd like to put on the record, I believe in the current situation, these people are held under aid and assist until the maximum possible penalty for the crime rather than the matrix penalty. And I would say that we ought to rethink that at some later date, but I certainly support this amendment. This bill.
Okay, thank you. So move the amendment. We did move.
We moved the amendment. So now it's the bill.
Okay. Any objections to the bill as amended? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Gorsuch?
Sure. Sorry, that I'll
bill,
do it.
Please. Thank you. Open a work session on House Bill 2360.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the committee heard House Bill 2360 on February 16th. The bill provides that in a prosecution for failure to register as a sex offender, the state is not required to prove that the defendant acquired a new residence. There is a Dash 1 amendment that adds an emergency clause. With the Dash 1 amendment, House Bill 2360 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 2360.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 2360. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2360 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2360 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Then I'll carry that bill. We're going to work session on House Bill 2625.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the committee heard House Bill 2625 on March 29th. The bill authorizes a county or animal care agency to seek forfeiture of an animal seized by a police officer based on probable cause of animal neglect or abuse, regardless of whether criminal charges involving each of the animals are filed. The Dash 1 amendment includes clarifying language indicating that the forfeiture petition must be filed in an existing criminal action. With the Dash 1 amendment, House Bill 2625 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 2625.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 2625. Is there any discussion?
Quick question, and I really will try to be brief.
That's
if
fine.
Somebody could just remind me, I looked over this several times this morning. Was this because there's two or three animal-related bills. Was this the one, because I didn't see it on OLIS, where some farm folks came in and were concerned about scrawny horse out in the yard, in the field, somebody drives by and complains. Was this the bill? Does that sound right?
Mr. Chair, Representative Post, I don't want to say definitively there were no farm folks that had issues with this, but my recollection is they were concerned with the one that pertained to recklessly endangering an animal.
Not the breaking into the window for a hot. Okay. So that's not this bill.
The recklessly endangering was a different bill.
Okay.
And that generated the most controversy.
The caller
post, this was the bill that the witnesses talked about, the way in which you plead and the way in which you list the animals in a pleading.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. So it wasn't the guy from Eastern Oregon on the phone.
That's right.
That one on today.
That one's gone.
No.
Okay.
Is it not?
Okay.
Yeah, that one's gone.
I'm confused. Thank you. I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
Seeing no objections, the Dash 1s are in.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2625 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2625 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Leininger, will you take that one?
Yes, thank you.
Opening work session, House Bill 2633.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard House Bill 2633 on April 5th. The bill prohibits the practice of sex offender treatment without a certification issued by the Health Licensing Office. There is a Dash 3 amendment posted on OLIS, and that amendment differs from the amendment you heard on April 5th in two respects. First, the bill allows a mental health professional to provide sex offender treatment if doing so is within the professional's scope of practice. Second, the amendment eliminates the definitional list of sex offenders and instead, in Section 3, provides that the licensing requirement applies to the provision of sex offender treatment regardless of whether the person is in fact a sex offender. With the Dash 3 amendments, House Bill 2633 has no revenue impact and no fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to thank that amendment. I think it's a good amendment and makes something clear that I was trying to clarify in the discussion.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up at the time.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 3 amendments into House Bill 2633.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 3 amendments into House Bill 2633. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2633 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2633 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Leininger, please, on that one.
Yes.
I open a work session on House Bill 2732.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the committee heard House Bill 2732 on March 13th. The bill provides protections from civil and criminal liability for a person who damages a motor vehicle while removing an unattended child or animal. There is a Dash 1 amendment that clarifies the protections applied to children and domestic animals. With the Dash 1 amendment, House Bill 2732 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 2732.
Representative Williams moves the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 2732. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2732 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2732 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Are there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, we'll have Representative Clem be the carrier.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm a co-sponsor on that bill.
And co-sponsor Post.
Co-carry it,
yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to carry that one.
Open a work session on House Bill 2740.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard House Bill 2740 on February 21st. The bill increases the age of a victim from 15 to 18 years for purposes of the crime of trafficking in persons. House Bill 2740 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2740 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2740 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Olson, will you carry that bill for us, please?
I'm wondering if Huffman would.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll have Representative Huffman be the carrier on that one. Thank you. Open a hearing on House Bill 3077.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard House Bill 3077 on April 3rd. The bill directs the court to order that the defendant be prohibited from being given certain social media information belonging to the victim. The bill also allows law enforcement to communicate with the victim electronically. The Dash 1 amendment moves the social media provisions into the discovery statutes. With the Dash 1 amendment, House Bill 3077 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 3077.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 3077. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3077 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 3077 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
I'm sorry. We're talking about 3077.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
3077.
I'm going to be a no on this bill here. I'll reconsider it by the time it comes to the floor.
We have the motion to move the bill as amended to the floor. The new pass recommendation. Call the roll, please.
Representative Gorsuch?
Yes.
Representative Greenlick?
No.
Representative Leininger?
Yes.
Representative Post?
Aye.
Representative Sanchez?
Aye.
Representative Springer?
Excused.
Representative Stark?
Yes.
Representative Vile?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Williamson?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Olson, will you carry that bill for us, please?
Can I carry it? It's mine.
Be my pleasure.
Me?
Oh, you want to carry it?
Or me or Reschke, either one.
You and Reschke can co-carry it then. I'm sorry.
Reschke, it'd be good for him to do that.
Yeah. Representative Reschke will be the carrier. Opening here a work session on House Bill 3177.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard House Bill 3177 on March 29th. The bill authorizes the seizure of chicks and hens used in cockfighting operations that do not currently meet the definition of fighting birds. House Bill 3177, as introduced, has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3177 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 3177 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. So you still haven't carried a bill. You want to carry this one?
Affirmative.
Fighting chicks. Okay.
Yeah, I'm interested in it.
Representative 3274, House, here we go. Work session, open a work session, House Bill 3274.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard House Bill 3274 yesterday. The bill modifies the public records exemption applicable to the office of, that may in fact have been Wednesday, just for the record. The bill modifies the public records exemption applicable to the Office of Small Business Assistance. The Dash 4 amendment modifies the scope of the exemption, providing that certain records prepared by or received by the office are exempt from public disclosure by the office. Additionally, the bill provides that communication to and from the office are exempt from public disclosure. With the Dash 4 amendments, House Bill 3274 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 4 amendments into House Bill 3274.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 4 amendments into House Bill 3274. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3274 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 3274 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. We'll have Representative Gomberg carry that bill. Open a work session, House Bill 3283.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard House Bill 3283 on March 29th. The bill addresses two distinct issues in criminal prosecutions of animal crimes. First, the bill prohibits a court from reducing an order requiring a defendant to pay for the cost of caring for the animal during trial based on donations or other funding received by the agency caring for the animal. Second, the bill increases the period of time from 5 to 15 years that a court is required to prohibit a defendant convicted of certain animal crimes from possessing an animal. In addition to several language changes, the Dash 1 amendment narrows the scope of the relevant agencies to government agencies and humane investigation agencies. The amendment also allows a court to reduce the 15-year prohibition on possessing animals if the defendant successfully completes mental health treatment approved by the court. With the Dash 1 amendment, House Bill 3283 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 3283.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 3283. Are there any objections? Quick question,
maybe from counsel. The Dash 1, the most recent one, is what we're talking about, right? The one dated 4/14?
Mr. Chair, Representative Pope, they should be identical if they're Dash 1s. It's just they're posted twice.
Okay. So the question is, I had a question just from the original bill. Maybe it's been covered. Would this create more for-profit animal shelters? Or was that? Because I remember that being part of the discussion.
Mr. Chair, Representative Pope, it certainly doesn't create them. The interesting question I'm struggling with right now is whether it would incentivize that.
It just, yeah, that seems to be, that was part of the conversation that day. Does anybody else remember
right.
that?
Mr. Chair, Representative Post, with the Dash 1 amendments, it's limited to government agencies and humane investigation agencies. So, Council, I'm assuming there's a definition for humane investigation agencies?
That's absolutely correct.
I don't know what it is, but I'm guessing it's defined somewhere.
Well, we've landed on the two that I had little question marks next to because I still didn't quite understand them.
Well, and Mr. Chair, Representative Post, the Oregon Humane Society is deputized to be an investigative agency when it comes to animal crimes. So I think that was to narrow it to the folks who are tasked with doing those investigations by law enforcement.
Okay. Thank you.
We have the Dash 1s before us in House Bill 3283.
Did I make the motion?
Yeah.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3283 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 3283 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. And Representative Williamson will be to carry the bill. And I want to announce, committee, I may be drug out of here at any moment. I got a call this morning saying I'd failed to appear as a juror in a federal court, and if I don't send the money right away, they're going to come get me. And I hung up on them, so in case they come and get me, that's what's happening. Open a work session of House Bill 3364.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee heard House Bill 3364 on April 5th. The bill increases the emergency assistance eligibility and payment limits for victims of domestic violence and persons at risk of domestic violence. The Dash 1 amendment modifies the applicable time period, providing for no less than $3,000 over a consecutive six-month period instead of a 12-month period. With the Dash 1 amendment, House Bill 3364 has no revenue impact. It does have a fiscal impact, requiring the committee to add a subsequent referral to your Ways and Means Committee.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendment into House Bill 3364.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 3364. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3364 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 3364 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Are there any objections? Okay. Open a work session on House Bill 2105.
Thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. You previously heard House Bill 2105 on March 21st. House Bill 2105 creates the Department of Corrections Budget Oversight Commission. You have both the Dash 1 and Dash 2 amendment that increases membership to 13 people and changes the effective date to July 1st, 2017. Both the Dash 1 and Dash 2 have a fiscal light and no revenue impact, and there is a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendment into House Bill 2105.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 1 amendments in House Bill 2105. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 2105.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 2105. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2105 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2105. As amended, to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Are there any objections? Any discussion? Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just reminding us that we sure are sending throughout the weeks a lot of stuff on to Ways and Means when we have a limited, but we have a budget issue this time around. So I think I'll keep voting yes on these things, knowing that they may or may not ever be seen down the road because of our budget scenario.
Thank you for the reminder. Just Representative Olson.
Well, I appreciate what Representative Stark just said. I'm going to actually be a no.
Okay.
On the bill. I understand the need for it and everything. But again, we're in this situation. I want to send a message down to Ways and Means with it.
Okay, thank you.
You want to call the roll?
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Representative Gorsuch?
Yes.
Representative Greenlick?
Yes.
Representative Leininger?
Yes.
Representative Post?
No.
Representative Sanchez?
Aye.
Representative Springer?
Excused.
Representative Stark?
I think I'm going to go ahead and go with no, which I might change my mind down the road. Okay. We'll go no.
Representative Vile?
For the same reason that my colleagues have expressed, I'll be a no on this.
Vice Chair Olson?
No.
Vice Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Chair Barker?
Yes. Motion carries. Open a work session on House Bill 2171.
Thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. You previously heard House Bill 2171 on March 8th. It requires the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Volunteer Action and Services, also known as CASA, to maintain CASA volunteers at levels sufficient to appoint CASAs in each juvenile dependency case at caseloads of no more than 45 individual cases per volunteer. It requires supervisors in the program to supervise no more than 30 CASA volunteers at a time and appropriates money for compliance with provisions of this measure. It also declares an emergency and is effective on passage. There are no amendments. There is no revenue impact. There is a fiscal light with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
We do not.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2171 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2171 as amended to, or not as amended, 2171 to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Mr. Chair, just discussion on this, given that I just gave my disclaimer a minute ago about limited funds, and then this is my bill that requests funds. That being said, I hope as we prioritize throughout the state that we take a solid look at what we're doing for children and the things that we have mandated to our state and make sure that we are putting those at the top of our list. So.
Okay, thank you.
And I would just thank you, Mr. Chair. I would add to that, I sound like a two-faced liar, but from what we just said, but I am really behind this. I was very fortunate today to be invited to do the ribbon cutting for the CASA, the new CASA for Marion County and Kaiser. And it's CASA's important, really important. And so I was a no on the other one, but I'm a yes on this because I think it's fiscal light.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? Are there any objections to the bill? Seeing none, so ordered. Open a work session, House Bill 2597.
Thank you, Chair Barker. Members of the committee, you previously heard House Bill 2597 on February 27th. This is the bill that deals with distracted driving and cell phones. We now have the -7 amendment, which is intended to address some of the concerns raised at the hearing. It specifies exceptions to the offense and makes the distracted driving course operative on January 1st, 2018. There is no revenue impact, and there is a minimal fiscal impact with the -7.
Mr. Chair, I move the -7 amendments into House Bill. Oh, did you open a work session?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. I move the -7 amendments into House Bill 2579. 97.
Representative Williamson moves the -7s into House Bill 2597. And I want to thank Representative Olson for all the work he's done getting that up and running. Are there any objections to the amendment? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2597 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2597 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Are there any objections or any discussion?
Well, Mr. Chair, I just really appreciate it. I mean, there were some concerns from several of you. I know Representative Vile was concerned. I think we've addressed his issues with that, as well as Representative Post, you had some concerns too. I feel very, very good with this bill, and it's honestly going to be a great tool for law enforcement and make the roads safer out there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to also express my thanks to others for working hard on this, particularly Representative Olson. I will confess I remain somewhat concerned that the fact that one cannot hold a device in their hand pursuant to the bill may be very difficult for many of the current technologies that are in, particularly the older cars, when folks are initiating that call or hanging up on that call or scrolling to a number or whatever that might be. I'm going to be a yes on this, but I want to put on the record that I hope we use appropriate judgment in the enforcement of this law, and I think it's important to pass it just because of for no other reason the need we have to be careful to protect our citizens and the fact that we have federal funding that is somewhat reliant upon us taking this kind of a step. So I'll be a yes on it, but I still have some reservations.
Okay, thank you. And the -7 amendments would allow you to use a clip into your vents or the magnet, and then it would be legal to touch it. Okay. Yes, Representative Post.
Just again, thank you very much. Very brief. I think Representative Olson just did some knockout work with this. It was great, and I was privileged to work with him on this. But what I wanted to point out, and I don't know if the members of the committee saw, I don't know how many of you read the Salem newspaper, but just about a week, going to have 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. a case, this right. our bill was a part of the story, and it was fascinating. I have to tell you, my libertarian side is no to this sort of stuff automatically, and so we were able to work to where I could feel comfortable with it. And though I may get some flack from some people on my side, this is important, and that article further reinforced. It was a horrible tragedy. I know our sheriff is here, and he knows probably more about it than I do, but it was neat to see that we can make a difference.
Okay, thank you. Are there any objections to the bill? So, Representative Olson, please, on that one.
Thank you.
Open a work session on House Bill 2598.
Thank you, Chair Barker. Members of the committee, you previously heard House Bill 2598 on March 7th, and we also had some discussion on April 6th. It expands vehicular assault to include contact with a motorcycle that results in physical injury to the motorcyclist or the passenger of the motorcyclist. There are no amendments. There is a minimal fiscal impact, and there is no revenue impact.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2598 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2598 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Are there any objections?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
I put on the record as a part of the hearing that I'm troubled by this bill that I think adds a crime that is an odd crime to add simply because the person is on a motorcycle. I understand we want to keep Representative Post healthy and well. I recommend he stay away from the blind side of cars. It makes that a little easier, but I will be a no on that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Representative. So that means you won't be carrying the bill in that order.
I will not carry the bill.
Call the roll,
I'll be
please.
Glad to carry it.
No, that's fine. No. Call the roll, please.
Representative Gorsuch?
Yes.
Representative Greenleg?
Yeah, no.
I'd say, wow, after all that, you convinced yourself.
The other one, the red one.
The red one. Jennifer, help it.
Representative Leininger?
Help it.
Yes.
Representative Post?
Aye.
Representative Sanchez?
Aye.
Representative Springer?
Excused.
Representative Stark?
Yes.
Representative Vile?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Williamson?
Aye.
Chair Barker.
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Stark, would you run that run for us, please?
That's mine.
Yours? Okay. Yeah, Representative Olson will be the carrier. Sorry. Of course.
Wait a minute. What do you know about motorcycles?
You want it?
No.
Representative.
My name's on it.
Open a working.
You want it?
Yeah, I want it.
He wants it.
Okay, the motorcycle.
Who can talk about motorcycles but me?
You.
Representative Post will be the carrier if your racer hasn't run out yet. Open a work session, House Bill 2600.
Thank you. We previously heard House Bill 2600. I apologize, my notes aren't up to date. There's some last-minute changes. We previously heard House Bill 2600 on March 8th. This deals with the housing location for the CASAs that we heard about earlier. There are no amendments. There is a fiscal light. There's no revenue impact, and we do have a subsequent to Ways and Means.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2600 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2600 to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a referral to Ways and Means. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Open a work session on House Bill 2630.
Thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. House Bill 2630 was previously heard on February 28th. It requires petitions and protective proceedings seeking appointment of a fiduciary to include alternatives to appointment and reasons why alternatives are inadequate. It also allows protected persons to object to motions and proceedings via oral means. Since the hearing, we have in the -5 amendment that specifies that the petition in protective proceedings includes a statement whether the petitioner is seeking plenary authority or specified limited authority for a person nominated as a fiduciary. It requires the guardian to disclose the intent to change the abode or house of the adult protected person and removes some amendments dealing with ORS 125315. And it specifies procedures for a guardian to change the abode of a protected person. There is no revenue and a minimal fiscal impact with the -5 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move the -5 amendments into House Bill 2630.
Representative Williamson moves the -5 amendments into 2630. Is there any discussion about the amendments? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2630 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2630 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Greenleg, please, on that one.
I'm sorry?
If you'd be the carrier for House Bill 2630, please.
I would be happy to.
Okay. Open a work session, House Bill 2793.
Thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. I think we actually needed to wait for a possible amendment, and also I think Representative Huffman wanted to be present.
Yeah.
So I think if we could roll that over to
okay.
Monday.
We'll roll that one over. getting there. Opening work session, House Bill 3049.
And thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. Again, I believe if it would be okay with the committee, Representative Huffman wanted to be present for this one as well to explain one of his proposed amendments, if we could roll that over to Monday.
Okay, we'll roll House Bill 3049 over till Monday. And Council, could you remind me what 3109, what?
I think you, Chair Barker, members of the committee, that you were considering not hearing
and
that one.
What is that one?
That is the House Bill 3109 we heard on April 6th, and it requires the court to impose a $50 warrant service fee.
Thank you. We are not close the work session on 3109. I opened work session on 3109, closed the work session on 3109. Open a work session on House Bill 3152.
Thank you, Chair Barker. Members of the committee, you previously heard House Bill 3152 on April 6th. It creates the Public Safety Training Facility Construction Fund. There is a dash one amendment that makes a minor change from referencing Curry County to the city of Gold Beach. There is a fiscal impact and a minimal revenue impact, and we will need to add a subsequent referral to Ways and Means with the dash one amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendments into House Bill 3152.
Representative Williamson moves the dash one amendments in House Bill 3152. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3152 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 3152 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Open a work session. Let's see, on 3242, we still need the amendments?
Yes, thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. House Bill 3242 deals with the recording of interviews with juveniles, and we are waiting on an amendment.
We'll roll 3242 over. Open a work session on House Bill 3279.
Thank you, Chair Barker. Members of the committee, you previously heard this bill on March 27th, and we adopted the dash one amendment at that time. House Bill 3279 requires property services contractors to register with the Bureau of Labor and Industries and includes a requirement that rules address training on prevention of sexual harassment, assault, and discrimination in the workplace. We now have the dash five amendment, which replaces the bill. The dash five amendment creates a new category of labor contractor for purposes of licensing and with the Bureau of Labor and Industries oversight. Defines property services contractor, specifies exclusions from property service contractor definition. It also requires the commissioner of BOLI to establish procedures for licensing of property services contractors and requires these contractors to provide certain training to managers, supervisors, and employees, and adds a testing requirement for labor contractors licensing. And it provides an exception to proof of financial ability. So this one is a bit complex, and I think you might have a script in front of you. So with the dash five amendment, we will need to recede from the dash one amendment since we had adopted it. So we would want to unadopt the dash one and then adopt the dash five. With the dash five, there is no revenue impact, but there is a fiscal impact, and we will also need to add a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Mr. Chair, I move to recede the dash one amendment language previously considered and adopt the dash five amendments to House Bill 3279.
Representative Olson moves to recede from the dash one amendment language previously considered and adopt the dash five amendments to House Bill 3279. Is there any discussion? Yes.
Mr. Chair, only to say that I thought I knew what was going on, and now with this amendment, I'm confused. Okay, so I'm glad it has one more stopover.
The amendment, there was different groups that had a conflict and they worked together, and this was the how they balanced that out.
Okay.
They got the consensus on it. Is there any further discussion? Are there any objections?
I have a comment. I wanted to thank proponents and also Association of General Contractors and AOI and a wide range of other groups that worked together to try to find a path forward that would work for for a range of people, and I think that that's where we ended up. So that was great teamwork by a lot of people on an important issue, and BOMA also.
Representative Vile.
And I want to just confirm that where we ended up does not require a private business that is using its own personnel to do these services to register that, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, so I'm showing ways and means on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in, so ordered.
Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3279 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and requesting that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Olson moves House Bill 3279 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and requests that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Any further discussion?
Questions? We rescinded the Dash 1, but we didn't adopt the Dash 5, did we?
Well, same motion.
Any further discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Reopen on 2600.
I make the motion to move to suspend the rules on the House Bill 2600, which was the bill that we just moved forward with, referring it down to Ways and Means.
With CASA.
For CASA. I needed to actually adopt the Dash 1 amendments to that.
Representative Olson moves to suspend the rules to reconsider House Bill 2600. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 2600.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Chair Barker, members of the committee. I didn't realize we were going to be going with the Dash 1, so I'll have to request the fiscal. So we'll have to roll that over to Monday.
Okay.
If that's okay.
We could do that.
We'll just let it go as it was before and catch those up in Ways and Means.
Amen. Okay.
Rescind your So I make the motion to rescind that order on House Bill 2600.
Representative Olson rescinds, moves to rescind.
What are we up to?
We're not doing anything, so.
We're undoing the thing we were trying to do, and now we're undoing it.
I was just wondering if we moved it already, if we moved the bill already.
We did move the bill already. We were going to call it back and add an amendment. But
we need to suspend the rules in order to
do that. We did that, but we're unsuspending the rules and going back, and that rule is going down, and I'll amend it in Ways and Means if it needs amendment.
You unsuspended the rule. Okay.
So we're unsuspended back in.
We're back in.
Yeah. Okay, we're done. Yeah. 2600. Okay.
So it's Good Friday. I mean, yeah. You know, it's
in an old chair. Open a work session on House Bill 2807.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, you first heard HB 2807 on Tuesday. It is a placeholder for former Rep. Barton's Dash 2 amendment. The Dash 2 amendment requires that an affidavit submitted to a court in support of a personal injury settlement for a minor incapacitated person or decedent remain confidential unless a court order is entered after a showing of good cause. There is a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact on the Dash 2 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 2807.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 2807. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2807 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2807 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Stark, take that one for us, please.
All righty.
Open a work session on House Bill 2322.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, you first heard HB 2322 on March 30th. It changes the title State Medical Examiner to Chief Medical Examiner and the title Deputy Medical Examiner to Medical Legal Death Investigator. There is a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2322 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2322 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
You can take it. I don't care. I like pain.
Okay. Representative Olson will be the carrier. Open a hearing on, he used to be a medical examiner, so open a public hearing on House Bill 24. Work session on House Bill 2472. Thank you.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, you first heard HB 2472 on March 30th. It requires the state medical examiner to assume responsibility for all deaths requiring an investigation by July 2021. It also allows the state to assume responsibility for some regions before then. There is a fiscal, and it will be going down to Ways and Means by prior reference.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2472 to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a prior referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2472 to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a subsequent referral to the Ways and Means Committee.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
How large is that fiscal?
I'll tell you in just a second.
Chair Barker, Rep. Greenlick, for the 2017-2019 biennium, it's $2,900,000 approximately, and for the 2019-2021 biennium, it's approximately $9,080,000.
This is a pretty significant fiscal. Do we really think there's enough need to?
I don't.
Well, I don't think we should send it to Ways and Means.
Ways and Means has to
be. We can hold it down.
I mean, if there's a strong policy need for this, I heard the testimony. I wasn't convinced that this needed to move into the states.
Okay, I'm considering just closing the hearing on this. Anybody object to that?
That's what I'm proposing.
Okay. We'll close the public hearing on House Bill 20.
Work session.
Work session on House Bill 2472. Thank you. Open a work session on House Bill 2986.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, you first heard HB 2986 on March 27th. It is an update to the probate code brought by the Oregon Law Commission's Probate Modernization Work Group. There is a Dash 1 amendment that was adopted at the March 27th meeting. There is an indeterminate fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2986 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 2986 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. You want to carry it? Representative Williamson will be the carrier. Are there any further? Is that the end of the line?
For what we've got now.
Yeah. Okay. Are there anything else for the good of the order?
We need to roll everything over.
Okay. Just to be sure, everything that we didn't get done is rolled over. We stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for showing up on a Friday, especially the committee. Especially the committee. Showing up on a Friday.